Friends, in this chapter 8, we will discuss about the mutual fund investment scheme. Earlier chapter, we have discussed the CIS fund investment. Now, CIS fund investment and mutual fund investment, though it looks similar, there is a difference. That is why there are separate regulations for CIS investment fund as well as for mutual fund investment scheme. And both are the scheme controlled by SEBI, that is Securities and Exchange Board of India. The mutual fund is very popular among the general public. Okay, the mutual fund, what they know, they are asking the people to deposit the funds in one particular account, and according to their own expertise and judgment, they deposit the funds into some securities and other type of investments and getting the income generated out of it, and thereafter they distribute to the investor depending upon the proportion of the pot, the amount they have contributed for investment. This is a general understanding of the people. But beyond that, this mutual fund, there are several other aspects that one must know, particularly regulatory requirement and the investment portfolio to select, and types of mutual fund, how to select type of mutual fund, which mutual, there are several mutual funds in the market, okay, how they invest, what is their corpus, how they, whether it will be beneficial in particular type of mutual fund or not, what is their commission, charges, these things are very important as far as mutual fund investment is concerned. So to understand the complete gamut of this mutual fund investment and the scheme which is floated by the mutual fund. There are different scheme under one mutual fund, they are floating the scheme. If you like, depending upon the investment strategy of that mutual fund, you can invest in that particular scheme. That is why it is called as mutual fund investment scheme. So as to understand better this particular aspects, that is investment in mutual fund and different funds, as well as different schemes floated by the mutual fund, your chapter is structured in such a manner that the complete understanding of the mutual fund you will come to know. Starts from first understanding the mutual fund. What is mutual fund? Then what could be its structure, hierarchy or structure? Okay. Then which type of investors can invest in mutual funds? There are several types of investors, no? So which type of investors are invest in the mutual funds? So the mutual fund scheme and objective of the scheme. The schemes are floated by the mutual fund, but their objectives are different. For a different scheme, different objective. So, and in that particular scheme, there are different kind of investment, that is modes of investments. Objective, then benefits are by investment into the mutual fund. That also we have to understand. Then certain technical terms which are used to determine whether this mutual fund is good or bad. There are certain technical parameters we have to understand, like net asset value, then investment plan, then investment option. And finally, any layman fall on the taxation and the tax requirement, tax payment requirement to be paid. So this is complete, this complete structure we are going to discuss now. To start with, to understand better what is the mutual fund and why mutual fund came into the existence. Like collective investment scheme, mutual fund is also a collective investment scheme. This mobilizes the saving from large number of investors to invest into the different investment portfolio. That is, but portfolios, right? Number of investors, if you see, for collective investments, they are diversifying the portfolio. And the objective of attracting the yield as well as appreciation of the value of the amount invested is the prime objective of any investor. And these investors, There may be retail investors or they may be institutional investors. Mutual fund is ultimately a trust. And it is a trust to mobilize the money. So they are going into the market and publicizes their several funds, several schemes which they have ready to open or close-ended scheme, open-ended scheme like that, you know. So to invest in different market and to different securities, different type of securities, depending upon the risk appetite of the investors. So the common investment objective is nothing but to earn the profit, earn the income and get the good returns. Income gain generated from this collective investment is distributed proportionately amongst the investor after deducting certain expenses by calculating the scheme's net asset value, that is NAV. Right? Primary role of the mutual fund is to assist the investment, to assist the investors in earning the income by participating into their scheme, which are suiting to their investment objective. Right? So the mutual fund mobilizes the different pool of money, different kind of investors, pool of money based on the different investment preferences. Suppose I want to invest in real estate only, then mutual fund is not a good for me. I have to approach to the CIS, Collective Investment Scheme. There I can invest, but not through the mutual fund. Like that, so my preferences are different. Likewise, every investor has got its own preference. And depending upon the preference, the funds will be pooled by this mutual fund. Each pool of money, which is called as a mutual fund schemes, and restricts its investment in the agreed market and the securities. So mutual fund schemes may collect the money from the investors during the pre-declared period, or investors may allow to invest at any time. That means close-ended scheme or open-ended scheme. Now, with this introduction, let us lay our hands to understand better what is mutual fund. The definition of CIS, everybody is aware of it. So definition of CIS that never talks about the mutual fund. Even the modus operandi is almost similar, not exactly, almost similar. Because SEBI has defined the mutual fund in SEBI mutual fund regulation. And it says that a fund which is established in the form of a trust to raise the money through the sale of units to the public, sale of units to the public, or section of the public under one or more scheme floated by them for investing in securities, including the money market instrument or gold related instruments or real estate related instruments. This is the scheme, this is the definition as per the SEBI. It talks many things here, right? Like mutual fund is, even though we think that it is similar to that of collective investment scheme, which pulls the saving and invests them to generate the return. While mutual fund investment in securities, CIS invests only in plantation, real estate and art funds. Okay, that is the difference. So securities, as far as mutual fund is concerned, which includes shares, scrips, stocks, bonds, debenture, etc. Then derivative. Third, units or any other instrument which is issued by the collective investment scheme to the investor in such a scheme. Then security receipt. What is security receipt? Security receipt is defined as a clause, one of the clause in the financial asset enforcement, reconstruction of financial assets and enforcement of the Security Interest Act. That security receipt is very, very important. Okay. So, units of any of such instrument which is issued to the investor under the mutual fund scheme, then mutual fund can invest in the government securities, other securities that may be declared by the central government from time to time, right of interest in the securities. Finally, the mutual fund is nothing but it is a mechanism of accumulating the money from the investor by issuing the units, their own units to them, and investing the funds in accordance with the objective laid down in the offer document. Right? Understood? Then, the company, that is mutual fund company, many times it is called as an asset management company, AMCs, where combined funds are referred as assets under management, AUM, which are then invested into the mutual fund company expertises. The holding of the fund is called as portfolio. Thus, the investment which are made by the company in different securities like shares, stock, bonds, or across the wide section of the industries, okay, where the risk is diversified, as all the stocks may not be floating at that every time, okay, and profit or losses are shared in proportion of the amount invested by the investor. Therefore, the mutual fund company has to be registered under SEBI before collecting the funds from the public. Okay. Now, there are certain features of mutual funds which consist of money collected from the different investor, operated by money changer, money managers, allocation of the funds of the assets which produces the income from the funds to the investors. Okay. Then investor gets an access to the diversified portfolio, and the company charges the annual fee for its operations. Now, let us understand a little bit more about mutual funds in India and their working, functioning, how they works. Okay. Chronologically, the funds are regulated under the purview of SEBI that everybody has accepted, right? The minimum capital requirement to establish the mutual fund is 500 million and 200 million for open and close-ended transactions. Open and close-ended transaction, 200 million or 500 million. Okay, if it is close-ended, then 200 million is approximately the amount of capital required, and if it is open-ended, then 500 million capital is required. Minimum 5 years of experience is required for funding manager to operate. So, the manager who operates that mutual fund, he should have minimum 5 years of experience. And registration of the mutual fund with the Securities and Exchange Board is mandatory. Now, there must be a sponsor also. So, the sponsor forms a trust to hold all the assets of the mutual fund, either by appointing the new asset management company or choosing an existing asset manager or asset management company. So, asset management company shares the portfolio with the investors. For that, the account statement and financial statement should be sent to the investor regularly. Okay. It provides easy liquidity to the investor to understand it. Now, the structure is concerned. The participants, as far as mutual fund is concerned, the participants are, one, a company registered under SEBI Act, registered under SEBI account, and investment under the investment under the Act. This is the first company is formed. This company is then it is there are sponsors. These sponsors are the group of the persons, group of persons or individuals, right? Then trustee is a company who floats the mutual fund, and finally the custodian means the manager who holds the custody of the funds and invest as per the investment agreement, right? In short, the collective investment scheme is better on the ground of tax efficiency. But traditional mutual fund is a taxable on both dividend as well as the capital gain, okay, which is distributed if it is held outside the out of the retirement funds, right? Both are offered for the retirement plans, but better option is CIS. CIS has lesser restriction as compared to the mutual funds. So in case of investment, the investment is made by the investor in a large number of securities, okay, and investment can be made in a complex securities with greater availability of the investment funds. Structure of the mutual fund consists of the mutual fund has to be created by way of trust, and it is a three-tier legal structure it has. So one or more sponsors who likes the promoters of the company, right? Sponsors comprises the first tier of the mutual fund, sponsors, right? And when mutual fund is constituted in the form of trust under Indian Trust Act 1882, the sponsor or the instrument of the trust shall be in the form of a deed, which is called as a trust deed. So the trust deed must be registered under the provision of Indian Registration Act 1908. This trust deed will be executed by the sponsor of mutual fund in favor of trustee, which are named in the instrument, that is trust deed. The responsibility is to apply for the registration to SEBI. And the main objective while submitting the application is a memorandum of a sponsor company, which must be in place. And that memorandum should permit to carry out the mutual fund business to that company. So, if everything is perfect, SEBI will grant the certificate of registration as mutual fund. Right? Now, the trust. The mutual funds are constituted as a trust which comprises of second tier of mutual funds. The trusts are governed by the Indian Trust Act. Trust Act also, its operations or mutual fund operations are governed by the trust deed, and the trustees are vested with the general power of superintendence and the direction to the asset management company. They have greater power than AMC, who trustees. monitoring the performance of mutual fund is very important, and that is done by the SEBI when mutual fund compliance of the SEBI regulations and mutual fund investors and the beneficiaries who invest in the various scheme of the mutual funds, right? The trustee, because there are defined roles are there, the trustee of the mutual fund holds its property and benefit to unit holders, SEBI regulation requires that at least 2/3 of the directors of the trustee or trustee company or board of trustee must be an independent. They should not be associated with the sponsorer. Therefore, trustee shall have the right to obtain from the assets management company to obtain the information which is considered necessary by the trustees. The trustees shall not be held liable for act done in good faith if they have exercised the adequate due diligence and honesty. Asset management company, AMC. What is this asset management company? This is the third tier of mutual fund. Which is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the mutual fund. So, tier 1, tier 2 and tier 3. So, the asset management company, okay, they are taking day-to-day operations of the mutual funds. And it is nothing but it is an operational arm of mutual fund, and this assists in SEBI regulations requires 50% of the directors of asset management company. Okay, 50% of these directors of asset management company is not, must be independent. I said earlier also. This AMC will take reasonable steps and exercise the due diligence to ensure that investment of the funds pertaining to any scheme is not contrary to the provision of the SEBI regulations and also considering trust deed. This AMC exercises the due diligence and care in all its investment decisions. Report will be submitted at the quarterly intervals about the AMC in compliance with the SEBI regulations. Then sponsor or any other person which is authorized by the trust deed or trustee will appoint an asset management company which has been approved by SEBI. Now, eligibility criteria for appointment of the asset management company. This company is required to be formed. It may be internally or it may be external company, but there are certain regulations are there in place. So, the eligibility criteria for appointment of the asset management company, because this asset management company is taking care of day-to-day operation of the mutual fund. There are certain characteristic features for this asset management company, AMC. Number one is a sound track record, general reputation and the fairness in the transaction. Then fit and proper person should be there. Then directors or the management of the company are persons which are having the adequate professional experience in finance as well as the financial service related field and not found guilty at any point of time on the moral turpitude of the convicted or any economic offense or any violation of the law. So all these due diligence has to be taken care before appointing the AMC. The key personnel of the asset management company have not been found guilty. That is most important part. Most important part. That is why it is taken very seriously. Board of directors of such asset management company has at least 50% of the director who are not associated or associated in any manner with the sponsor or the subsidiaries of the trustees. Therefore, the chairman, in addition to that, the chairman of the asset management company is not a trustee of any mutual fund. Asset management company has net worth not less than rupees 50 crores. Okay. This AMC is also responsible for conducting the activities of mutual fund, and it requires to arrange for the requisite offices, infrastructure, engage the employee, provide the requisite software, handle the advertising, sales promotion, then interact with the regulator and various service provider, because these are the component in operations. And AMC is responsible for operation of mutual fund. That is why all this gamut is required to be properly handled by the AMC. Now, registrar and transfer agent. Who is this registrar and transfer agent, RTA? Record of investors is maintained by the AMC itself, or for maintaining this record of the investor, AMC may appoint registrar and transfer agent, that is RTA. This appointment of RTA is done by AMC, and all RTA need to register with SEBI again. Now, coming down to understand about the auditors. Auditors are responsible for day-to-day audit of mutual fund. Distributors are responsible for selling the mutual fund schemes to their clients, and distributor can be empaneled with more than one mutual fund. Distributors need to pass the NISM series, that is Mutual Fund Distribution Certification course. Then comes the collection bankers. The collection bankers are appointed by the AMC to collect the investors' money along with the application form and required KYC document. Then comes the payment aggregator. Who is this payment aggregator? Technical process or bill desk is undertaking the function of payment aggregation. So, when online payment is done, okay, then it has to be processed through the internet banking, bank transfer, credit card, etc. for the purchase of mutual fund units. That needs to be aggregated, because it may come from any corner, any nook and corner of the world, or even from the country. Now, KYC registration agency. KYC registration agency, that is KRA. It is not only KYC registration, KYC registration agency. Because all the time, you need not insist for the document that investor should submit as a KYC detail for his amount to be invested. PAN number and KYC documents are compulsory for the mutual fund investment also. Therefore, SEBI has mandated, it is made mandatory to have the KYC on investor, and this will be obtained by the KYC registration agency. This agency will be supporting the KYC of the investor. And this KYC, KYC registration agency also has to register with SEBI. So, in-person verification by SEBI registered intermediary such as a broker, depository, mutual fund distributor is compulsory for the investors. Now, central KYC is also in place, that is CKYC. CKYC. CKYC is nothing known as the customer's KYC. And it is managed by CRESAI. It is managed by CERSAI. CERSAI, that is Central Registry of Securitization and Asset Reconstruction Security Interest of India. But shortly it is called as a CERSAI. CERSAI, which is authorized by the Government of India to function as a central KYC registry. So, the central KYC registry act as the centralized repository of the KYC records of the investor in the financial securities with uniform KYC norms and enable the interusability of the KYC record across the section. Now, CKYC, like investor's maiden name, mother's name, or FATCA. FATCA is the information, that is new information which is required to be given, account number and all these things, okay? Then, and once investor's KYC is completed, he is provided with 14-digit KYC identification number, that is called KIN. This KIN has to be obtained by referring to the CKYC that takes care of the investor's KYC requirement and the document.